Hello, friends. Sleep Tight Stories, Sleep Tight Relax, and Sleep Tight Science are now available to play on StoryButton, the device that makes it easy to listen to our shows and more without having to use a phone or tablet. This month, you can save $10 at StoryButton.com when you use the code SLEEPTIGHT. StoryButton, the home of imagination. Hello, I'm Cheryl, and this is Sleep Tight Relax, a calming bedtime show for the young and young at heart. In tonight's story, set again in the sunny Three Rivers Forest, we learn about Goosey the Crow, who sounds more like a goose than a crow. She tells her story to a group of young animals with Bella the Bear, who says it's good to be different. Being different is like using many colors to make a picture better. Goosey didn't always like being different because of her unusual honk. Then, one day, Oliver the Owl plans a big event where all the birds tell their stories. Goosey wants to join but is scared because she sounds different. She tries to change her honk, but decides to be herself at the event. When she does, everyone cheers for her. Goosey learns that being different is actually something special. She becomes happier and more confident, and everyone in the forest likes her stories. Goosey realizes it's best to be herself, and this makes her a favorite storyteller in the Three Rivers Forest. Before we get started with our story, let's take a moment to get cozy, comfortable, and relaxed. Imagine you're lying in a cozy nest high up in the gentle arms of a giant tree. The tree is in a peaceful forest filled with the softest sounds of nature. The leaves rustle quietly in the breeze, singing a lullaby just for you. Below, a stream flows gently. Around you, the forest is alive with friends, each with their own unique voice. Imagine you're listening to these sounds, feeling the warmth and love from your forest family. The stars begin to twinkle as the sky turns from pink to a deep, tranquil blue. The wise old owl watches over the forest, sharing wisdom and kindness with everyone who listens. Now, close your eyes and breathe in deeply, filling your lungs with the fresh, clean air of the forest. As you breathe out, let go of all your worries, feeling as light as a feather. With each breath, you feel more and more relaxed, sinking into the soft bed of leaves in your cozy nest. Take a few more deep breaths of that fresh, clean forest air. Keep taking deep breaths if you'd like as we start our story, Goosey, the Crow Who Honks. How old are you, Goosey? One of the young crows asked. Some of the younger animals had gathered in the Three Rivers Forest to hear stories from the elders. "I'm older than Sammy the Squirrel, but younger than Oliver the Owl," Goosey replied. "Once you reach a certain age, it becomes difficult to remember the exact date." "I heard that Oliver the Owl is older than the forest itself," another young crow said. "Can you tell us a story about when you were our age, when you weren't super old? Yeah, like, why is your voice so different than ours? My mother says you have a sweet voice, but I think it is just really different, a young squirrel asked. Being different is a good thing, Bella the bear replied. Bella was also there to tell the young crows some stories. Imagine you're drawing a big, beautiful picture. Suppose you only used one color, like blue. In that case, your picture might still look nice, but think about how much more amazing it could be if you used lots of different colors. Red, yellow, green, and purple, too. Each color makes the picture more special and interesting, right? Bella continued. So being different is a very good thing, because it helps make our world a more vibrant and wonderful place to live in, just like your beautiful drawings. My teacher says my art is the best she has ever seen, a young robin said. Yeah, right, one of the crows replied. My art looks better than yours. Don't argue, you two. You all create wonderful things. But to answer your question, little squirrel, I didn't always think being different was so great, Goosey said. In the beginning, I didn't like having a voice different from everyone else's. When I was young, the Three Rivers Forest was much like it is today. The trees were tall and green, the water was clean and blue, and there were colorful flowers as far as the eye could see. It was the perfect playground for an adventurous crow like me, full of mysteries waiting to be uncovered beneath every leaf and around every corner. The forest was crowded then, as there were more animals, but there were far fewer humans and their noisy machines. I don't remember there being quite as many crows as we see today, but among all the crows, I stood out. You see, I was not like the other crows in the forest. From the moment I first tried to speak, I was clearly unique. Instead of the sharp, distinct caw, caw, caw that my family and friends used to communicate, my voice came out as a soft, melodious honk, much like that of a goose. This unusual sound was how I got my name, a gentle tease from my siblings who fluttered with me around the treetops. My family's home was nestled high up in an ancient pine tree. From that vantage point, I could take in all the hues of the forest and observe the other animals as they played and searched for food. The constant backdrop of sounds, from the chatter of other birds to the quiet silence of dawn and dusk, was my soundtrack to my days. Despite always being around friends and family, I often felt lonely because my voice sounded so different. I wanted to join in the morning and evening rituals, where the other crows would greet each other with their distinctive caws, sharing stories and news from tree to tree. I wanted to be a part of that and share my thoughts and adventures. Yet, each time I tried, my voice emerged, not as a caw, but as a honk, echoing awkwardly through the trees and leaving me embarrassed. Of course, my unique voice wasn't all I was. I was and still am very curious and love to learn. I was eager to discover more about the world beyond my nest, and I always had questions about the forest and its inhabitants. Then, one day, a special opportunity came up that made me feel really excited, like finding a shiny treasure in the woods. Oliver, the wise old owl, announced a gathering. It was a chance for all the birds in the forest to come together and share their best stories. I was really excited about the idea. This was my chance to prove to my family and everyone else that I had stories worth hearing. Despite the butterflies in my stomach, I was determined to participate and share a piece of myself at this event. To prepare, I threw myself into practicing my caw. I hoped that with enough effort, I could transform my honk into the caw of my crow family. From dawn to night, I practiced in secret, hidden behind the thick green ferns or nestled in a hollow off one of the hidden paths, where no one could hear my struggles. Yet, despite my determination, each attempt ended in the same way. A honk that bore no resemblance to the caw I so desperately wished to mimic. As the gathering drew closer, my dream seemed to slip further and further away. On the day of the gathering, birds from all corners of the forest began to meet on a clearing by the great pine tree, its branches reaching high into the sky, almost reaching the clouds themselves. The air was noisy with a chorus of chirps, tweets, hoots, and caws, a tribute to the diversity of our forest. From a distance, I watched and thought of giving up. But as I watched my family take their places, I moved forward. I really wanted to feel accepted. With every step toward the clearing, I battled the fear of being teased and the desire to be heard. Reaching the edge of the crowd, I looked up at Oliver, who sat with an air of calm wisdom above the gathering. His eyes, reflecting the knowledge of ages, met mine, and with a gentle nod, he invited me to share my story. While waiting for my turn, I watched other birds fly up to share their stories. I still felt like I didn't fit in. I was really nervous, feeling my heart beat super fast, as if it was trying to jump out. Then, Oliver, the wise old owl, called out my name. It felt like the whole forest was waiting to see what I would do. I walked up, feeling every step, took a deep breath, and decided to just be me. So, instead of trying to sound like everyone else, I let out my honk, the sound that always made me different, the one I usually kept to myself. I told my story in my own voice. After I finished, for a moment, everything went quiet, as if everyone was holding their breath. But then, suddenly, everyone started to cheer and clap. The noise bounced around the forest, making me feel welcomed. They weren't just happy about my story. They were happy because I was being me, Goosey, the crow who honks. In that moment, I learned that being different, the thing that I was worried about, is actually what makes us special. It's what makes others remember and love us. Standing there, feeling everyone's kindness, I felt a change in me. The fear of not fitting in just disappeared, and I felt a new kind of bravery. I understood then that being brave isn't always about being the loudest. Sometimes it's about the small voice inside you that says to try again, to be true to who you are, even when it's hard. And ever since that day, I've felt different in a good way. I learned it's okay to be me, even if I don't sound or look like everyone else. I started to share my honk more, not worrying about what others would think. To my surprise, not only did my forest friends accept me, but they also loved me for my uniqueness. They would come to me for stories, eager to hear my honk fill the air with tales of our forest adventures, just like you little ones did today. I became more confident and joined in more activities. I didn't stay hidden in my corner of the forest anymore. Instead, I explored new places, met new friends, and learned many new things. Every time I found something interesting, I couldn't wait to share it with everyone else. My family looked at me with pride, no longer worried that I felt left out. They saw how happy I was, being true to myself and sharing that joy with others. The forest seemed to echo with more laughter and stories, as if my courage to be myself encouraged others to do the same. Ever since that day, I've never tried to hide my honk again. I learned that the best thing I can be is myself, and that's made all the difference. The forest has become even more of a home to me, where every sound and honk is celebrated. I'm Goosey, the crow who honks, and I wouldn't have it any other way. If you are still awake, I would like you to whisper to yourself or just say in your mind, I am unique, and that makes me special. I am brave enough to be myself. It's okay to make mistakes. They help me learn and grow. I am loved for who I am. I am calm, relaxed, and peaceful. Good night. Sleep tight.